Press 736 at WFMD. Let's talk to Delegate Kathy Vitale. She is bright-eyed and bushy-tailed after a big signy-die party last night. Good morning, Delegate Vitale. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, Bob. You're the first person I've talked to today. You must feel very special.
I do. I feel very special. Thank you for, gracing us with your presence. Your last, it's your last signy die.
I know. It's really, it's been an interesting night of mixed emotions. I'm excited for my new adventure, which you, I think you know, is the run for county executive.
Yep.
And I feel so incredibly blessed that I had 8 years to just feel gung-ho about serving in the state legislature. And honestly, I explained to someone last night, I didn't want to do another term and not feel 100%. I didn't want to coast. I wanted to feel like I was just hitting the ground with passion. And so I think it was time to pass the torch. We have two great new candidates, Dan Cox and Jesse Pippi, who have jumped in to fill the seat. So I'm excited to see what's in store for District 4, and I'm excited to go on my new adventure.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the old adventure. Of course, obviously, signy die is the day that I like to call it, you guys signy and we all die. And, it's like, how many bills actually were passed?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we won't know for a while. And now the good news is the governor can veto now without an override because it's so late in the session. They can't override it because it'll be a new administration and a new legislature come next January after the election. So that's the good news. So the nasty stuff that did get through, especially last night, boy, that last 2 hours is always just, fasten your seatbelt to see. We call it resurrection night. It's the thing you thought that was dead in March, all of a sudden resurrects and there it is. Oh my goodness. We got to vote on this. So it's hard to know exactly what the final tally is in terms of what got through and what didn't. We had some good stuff happen. We had some nasty that none of us wanted.
Well, let me interrupt you there, and we'll talk about those. Tell me what the good and the bad and the ugly were when we come back on the Morning News Express. We're talking with Delegate Kathy Vitale and Free Talk 930 WFMD. One at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express. The delegates. Well, I guess she can still call her a delegate because, it was her last 90-day session. When is your official last day, Delegate Vitale?
Well, that's a good question. So the new delegates and senators get sworn in on opening day, which will be next January.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that, hopefully if I'm the next county executive, I'll get sworn in December, so then I would have to resign as the delegate. But, I'm assuming that the terms are up in December. So I'm still the delegate.
Okay.
So to you, it's your highness or your majesty, whichever you prefer. But for everyone else, I'm still Kathy, the delegate.
Okay. So what was the good, what was the bad, and what was the ugly that came out of yesterday?
Well, it's hard to know, again, what the final tally is, but the good, of course, is my caller ID spoofing bill. I can't believe it. We passed it yesterday. The Senate amended it, and the chairman, Senator Middleton, loved the bill. They made some changes, so the House had to concur with those changes, which we did right before dinner, so I could go enjoy my dinner knowing that the bill had passed. So, of course, that's really good. So I'm really excited about that, and I'll send out an email to my email loop just kind of saying what the bill does and also the course of action people can take if they feel that they're being harassed, which was a big deal that I still got harassed in there. We got an attorney general's opinion, and they felt that that would hold up in court to have harassed in there. You know, my mom is elderly, and at 87 years old, she'll get she says she gets like 12 calls a day from these terrible people. And one of them is the same group over and over who conceal their identity. And then when she picks up the phone, they're trying to sell her carpets. but you know it's a scam. So this will offer a civil course of action for someone who, you know, now through technology you can trace who the call is coming from. And if they're within the United States, the Attorney General can have a class action suit. So I'm excited about that bill. Boy, I like that bill. I mean, boy, that was one thing that everybody collectively thought, we just hate these people. We want these people to go away. So
now the other thing I know of is the more money for policing of our schools and and trying to keep our schools safe. And I think it was like $10 million they've added. I don't know where that money's coming from.
Okay, so, well, it's coming from your taxes that are going to go up, Bob, because we never addressed the decoupling from the feds. So remember the feds, Trump made a huge big tax overhaul plan, and states like Maryland needed to reform our tax code in order to deal with those changes. We reformed slightly. We went to a little bit of a higher standard deduction, and we adjusted to the consumer price index on the tax side, but we're going to see this huge windfall of money in the state of Maryland to the tune of about $500 million. So it was definitely Christmas in Annapolis, because everybody was like, I want $10 million for my favorite project. So the school safety bill was one of those bills that we all came together. It was very bipartisan. We did it in my committee. It came out of the Senate. We worked on the Senate bill. Now, mind you, these were all the governor's bills that the Democrats, of course, didn't want him to get his name on. So they would give these bills to a senator or a delegate and call it their bill. So let's just make that clear. This was the governor's initiative. But, you know, we all kind of worked together in ways and means, and we added, we did add $10 million, and I was a part of that, I'm going to admit it, because what happened was we passed all these things that would have been an unfunded mandate to the local school systems. So myself and Delegate Rose out of Carroll County, because we don't have as many students as Montgomery or Prince George's County, what they wanted to do with that $10 million was do it at like a per student rate. And we said, no. We're going to do this. Let's make this per school, so that every school, every high school, middle school, and elementary school gets the same amount of money. So we were able to get that amendment on, and we did add $10 million. Honestly, you can't put a price tag on a child in a school. So we just felt that that was important, and that was one mandate that I voted for.
All right, we've got about 30 seconds, and we're out of time. And that is, what's the ugliest thing that got passed?
Oh, golly. I don't know. I don't know. I have to go look. But definitely there was fights over that, the crime bill. We had a good crime bill that the governor's initiative had that people on the left did vote against because it was too soft on criminals. So the ugly was all the amendments they put to make it softer on criminals. The governor's asking for mandatory sentences and you know, for people who are criminals, we need to think about the victims, the people who have suffered because of people who have committed crimes. We want to, we of course passed the Justice Reinvestment Act where there is redemption and there is forgiveness if you have truly reformed, but we do not want to let criminals get off scot-free, and so I think that bill addresses that. So I can't think of the uglies other than the taxes that we didn't fix, and once I sift through it, make sure you read your email, Bob, because you'll have to have me on again so I can figure out what really got through and what didn't.
All right. Delegate Kathy Rosati, appreciate your time.
Okay, Bob. Thanks for having
me.
Have a
great day.
I'll be home today.
Yeah, all right. And real quick, in 15 seconds or less, because I know I'm way over time here, how much money is spent on the party? And is it taxpayer money that funds the party after midnight?
You know, that I can't answer, but I don't go to the party because midtime is way past my bedtime, midnight. Yeah. So, honestly, I do my final goodbyes, and I went and said goodbye to the staff on my committee, and I was in bed about 1:30, so I missed the party, but I don't know who pays for it. That's something that I'll have to look into and get back to you.
Thank you very much, Delegate Kathy Rosati. On Free Talk 930 WFMD, it's the Morning News Express.